Joining us now in studio is the principal of Northfield High School, Joel Lear. Joel, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Before we start talking about flex time, which we will in just a moment or so, I just want to make a comment that what a wonderful commencement ceremony we saw yesterday at Northfield's Memorial Field. Boy, everybody did such a fine job. I know it takes an army of people to set that up and pull the whole thing off, and they all did a wonderful job.
Yeah, it really does. It was a great day, a little breezy, but other than that, it was a perfect day at Memorial Field, so we were glad to see that happen.
All right. Today we're going to talk about flex time. We had Superintendent Matt Hillman in the other day, and he talked a bit about flex time. We were so intrigued by it that we decided to have you in, and thank you so much for agreeing to come in to talk about that. Let's start off by talking about explain what flex time is and a little bit of the background, the history behind it.
Sure. You bet. The flex period really is an hour in the middle of the day. That gives us a chance to kind of break away from our standard schedule. We have, historically, actually for 41 years, we've been running the same schedule where students are 50-minute classes, 5-minute passing, 50-minute classes, and it really becomes a little bit like a gerbil on a wheel. And I think that the process of getting to the flex period was really the confluence of some parallel great ideas that were happening in different places in the school. We were looking at a way to implement the career and college readiness curriculum that the state and the school board have asked us to implement. And also some groups of teachers were looking at kind of how to respond to student stress, how to respond to kind of the hectic rat race of student schedules. And really this period in the middle of the day was the result of like I said, a multitude of separate conversations that kind of came together and really, found a way to satisfy all of those needs at once.
Now, flex time, when you're talking about that, I think of, this sounds like study hall. Mm-hmm. It's probably a little more to it than that, or a little different than that.
Yeah, it is, and it really, the best way to describe it is probably a non-answer to say it's really all things to all kids. We were looking for a way to allow students an opportunity to get what they need in the middle of the day in terms of a break. For some students, a break might mean actually getting their homework done, so they can open up a time during the evening hours that they wouldn't normally have. We have students who are incredibly busy with work and co-curriculars after school. So it provides that opportunity. It provides an opportunity for some students just to relax and take a break. We have academic opportunities available. We have activity opportunities available. So really we've asked the students to be responsible to make the decision of what is it they feel they need in that time period. One of the other pieces, too, we talk about is a flex hour. We have lunch built into that time. Mm-hmm. So what it has allowed us to do also is we have typically had lunch during that fourth hour part of our day. And so a third of our students actually split their fourth hour class, which is less than ideal because you have 20 to 25 minutes of instruction and then a 25-minute break for lunch. Mm-hmm. So now with the flex period, with the lunch built into that period, all of our class periods are uninterrupted. So we actually do have some benefit to the actual instructional hours as well as having this opportunity for kids to be a little more flexible during their day.
So within that hour, they can eat any time that they want to in the course of that time?
Right. The way the hour is divided is if you think of a 10-minute chunk at the beginning, so it's 10-20, 10-20 of minutes in that hour. And the 10-minute times are, we would describe them as extended passing time. So students are picking up their lunch, getting to where they want to be for that first 20-minute period. And so the 20-minute pieces are stay put places. So if you're going to stay in the cafeteria, great. You can grab your lunch and have an extended lunch period of 30 minutes before you move on to your next activity. Or you could grab your lunch during that 10-minute passing time, get to where you're going, and get some study help, get some activities going, really anything you want to do.
All right. Now, do the bells go off every 10, 20 minutes?
They do. It's okay. It's funny how we haven't been able to totally escape the Freudian bell system that we have lived by, but we have a 9-minute warning bell, so the kids know that they've got a minute to get to that place where they need to park for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so there are bells that start the 20-minute period and end the 20-minute period, as well as identify that 10-minute passing time too. So yeah, we haven't escaped the bells.
So within that flexible schedule, they do need to be somewhere at some time.
Right.
And where they're going to be is kind of up to them.
Yep, where they're going to be is up to them. And teachers offer a variety of study help. We have quiet study centers as well for students who want to do, you know, homework during that time. We have teachers that are doing different activities, different learning opportunities as well. We did a pilot week of the flex period a couple of weeks ago, and we had a teacher do a presentation on that packed the room with about 75-80 kids. So we're going to really continue to explore kind of what kids are interested in and make sure we're offering those opportunities so that they can get what they need.
The teachers, what does this do to their schedule? They, of course, have to have lunch mm-hmm. as well. Do they eat during this time? Do they have a regular schedule? Hey, every Monday I'm going to be in class at this time, this 20 minutes, or how does that work?
Yeah, exactly. So we have a Google document that all teachers and students have access to, and that identifies the teacher schedule, the room schedule for the week. So in the case of a given teacher, they have lunch for half of that period,
mm-hmm.
And then the other part of that period is potentially a supervision, potentially an activity or an interest offering. We have a science teacher who does TED Talks videos in her room on one day of the week. And, of course, for the fall implementation, we'll be designing over the summer and into the fall kind of what that schedule will look like. But we'll settle into a routine where kids can know what's available each and every day of the week. But those things vary from day to day as well.
All right. We're talking once again with Joel Lear, the principal of Northfield High School. We're talking about the flexible time, flexible period that will be implemented within the high school. I'm presuming this is just the high school, isn't it?
It is, correct.
Okay. This coming school year, the next school year, 2018 and 19, the data that you've received, you'd mentioned that the kids do have, the schedule has become so hectic with so many things outside of the classroom that they can be doing, both school-related with activities mm-hmm. and jobs and such. The stress, have there been some studies, some data that you have that shows where that all comes from and how this is going to help relieve some of it?
Yeah, to some extent there is. The you know, and really what we are responding to with the flex period is a number of things. And I mentioned the Career College Readiness curriculum that we want to implement. But in addition to that, you know, really providing students an opportunity to kind of take a deep breath and exhale, if you will. And that's really coming out of more and more data showing that students are overstressed, overprogrammed. And that's across the country, not mm-hmm. just here in Northfield.
Sure.
And we have, you know, we have this relationship of wanting our students to pursue rigorous coursework and pursue a rigorous path through high school. And so we really felt that this was an answer to kind of the stress byproduct that comes from that we want students to have this rigorous curriculum and to push themselves and to challenge themselves. And for some students, that's a first experience. For some students, it's a continual point of stress and anxiety. And so we wanted to really respond to that. We really feel the flex period does that. It also opens up really a 100% equitable opportunity for kids. So students who might not be able to access teachers before or after school because of transportation or job or home responsibilities, they now have that period built into the middle of the day where they can access those teachers that they need and access the time they need to get things done.
You know, this sounds so simple. In theory, it's like, boy, why haven't we done this before? I would imagine there's a lot of things involved with the decision to make this happen, though.
Yeah, there are, you know, and I think part of it is, you know, once you settle into, you know, the school schedule is so tight, and really the school year is so tight that I think you settle into something that works. It's a little bit hard to convince ourselves to upset the apple cart and try something new. But I think that this, you know, the timing was right. I think the staff conversations around the idea of something new in terms of a schedule were rich and vibrant and just really felt like this was a good opportunity to move forward with something new for kids.
You mentioned, yeah, the old things. I mean, that's been around for 41 years mm-hmm. since the last time you changed anything. Do you see anything coming up in the future that will be, I'm not sure you're going to change anything yet, but are there some other challenges that are starting to creep in that you see maybe someday in, you know, 5, 10, 20 years, we might be looking at changing this?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and we have explored, you know, I've been in Northfield for 12 years, and even prior to that, our teaching staff and administration were exploring some alternative schedules. There's schools that do four-period block schedules. There's a five-period day, an eight-period day, seven-period day. And really, all of the research comes back to good instruction trumps whatever schedule you've got. So, you know, I don't see a major overhaul to how we deliver instruction in terms of timing in the day, but I think we always need to be open for what's coming down the path in terms of the latest research to identify what's going to be best for kids. And you know, and one of those pieces would be kind of the continuing conversation about rigorous coursework, advanced mm-hmm. level coursework, to make sure that students have access. And I would say that themes of equity and access are going to be at the forefront of those types of changes.
Sleep, we've heard a lot about that, and maybe a little bit later start. Some people have suggested to the high school day mm-hmm. once they become teens. Is that's another one of those things that's very difficult to move around.
Well, it is, because there are so many moving parts during, you know, not only during the school day proper, but what happens after school mm-hmm. in terms of co-curriculars and extracurriculars. There are transportation questions and costs that need to be addressed. But, you know, more and more we are being asked to look at that data, because the data is pretty clear that high school students need more sleep in the morning. And, you know, that counter argument of saying, well, they can go to bed earlier at night. Well, there are actually biological issues with that in terms of their circadian rhythm that says that students starting later in the morning is going to benefit them academically. So I think that's a key conversation that will continue. And it's certainly not going to go away, because, like I said, it's steeped in pretty significant science and research.
Mm-hmm. All right. Once again, the high school principal, Joel Lear, with us. Joel, is there anything else going on at the high school? Anything more about flex time that we haven't covered yet?
I don't think so. Like I said, we did the pilot week that went really well. Our 9th through 12th graders responded really well to that. In fact, some were nearly in rebellion that we were going back to our regular schedule for these last 2 weeks of the school year. But our seniors graduated yesterday, and we wrapped things up with finals week this week. So we already have started looking forward to the schedule for next year and getting excited for that.
A couple extra days this week of school due to the snow.
Yes, so. Exactly. It's hard to believe that was the cause of it now, looking out the window.
Just a month and a half ago. Yeah,
yep,
it wasn't
exactly.
That long. All right, Joel, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate
Jeff.
It.
Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Joel Lear, principal at Northfield High School.